Good morning and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 63 of the year, Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Sunshine State today. We are looking at Florida's 18th district, which covers the massive, agriculturally rich heartland of South Central Florida. It includes the city of Lakeland, the massive citrus groves, and the I-4 logistics corridor. And today, we are profiling a lawmaker who brings a staggering military and corporate resume to the halls of Congress. We are talking about Republican Scott Franklin.
Stephen, Representative Franklin's background really dictates exactly how he legislates. He graduated from the United States Naval Academy in 1986, and for the next 26 years, he served as a naval aviator in the U.S. Navy and the Naval Reserves. He flew the S-3 Viking jets. He literally launched off the decks of 13 different aircraft carriers during his career. He flew combat operations over Bosnia and Kosovo, and he was actively recalled to U.S. Central Command right after the 9/11 attacks. So when he talks about military readiness and national security, he is speaking from decades of firsthand, frontline experience.
And his second career was just as intense. After he retired from the military as a commander, he didn't just go into politics immediately. He earned his MBA and spent 20 years running a massive insurance and risk management company in Lakeland called Lanier Upshaw. He was the president and CEO. He understands exactly how federal regulations and taxes impact a local business trying to meet its payroll. So he eventually runs for Lakeland City Commissioner. And then in 2020, he successfully primaries a scandal-plagued Republican incumbent to take this congressional seat.
And because he has that CEO mindset, he absolutely despises how Congress currently operates. In the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, Franklin sits on the incredibly powerful House Appropriations Committee. That is the committee that actually writes the checks for the entire federal government. Franklin is constantly railing against the broken budget process. He hates it when Congress waits until the last minute to jam through a 4,000-page multi-trillion-dollar omnibus spending bill that nobody has actually read.
Exactly. He believes the government should be funded department by department, out in the open, and he uses his specific subcommittees to protect his district. He is the vice chair of the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee. And Stephen, agriculture is everything in Florida 18. This district is the absolute epicenter of the Florida citrus industry. And in early 2026, Franklin has been launching a massive legislative blitz to protect those farmers.
Let's talk about those 2026 bills, because they are vital. In mid-February, he introduced the TEMP Act. That stands for Temperature Event Mitigation Policy. The citrus and specialty crop farmers in Florida are constantly getting wiped out by sudden, deep winter freezes. This bipartisan bill directs the federal government to actively research and develop an affordable crop insurance option specifically designed to cover losses caused by freezing temperatures. It is an absolute financial lifeline for the agricultural sector.
He followed that up just a couple of weeks later, on February 26th, by introducing the Land Grant Research Prioritization Act. This bill is fascinating. He wants to boost the use of artificial intelligence and advanced mechanization in agricultural research at our land-grant universities. He argues that if American farmers are going to stay competitive globally, they need cutting-edge AI technology to maximize their crop yields and manage their supply chains.
And speaking of AI, we should mention his other major role. Franklin is the chairman of the Environment Subcommittee on the House Science, Space, and Technology Committee. He approaches environmental issues very differently than a traditional politician. He isn't pushing massive climate regulations. He is pushing technological modernization. In late 2025, he aggressively championed NOAA's launch of their new AI-driven weather forecasting models. When you represent Florida, getting faster, more accurate hurricane and weather predictions saves lives and billions of dollars in property damage. He views technology as the ultimate solution.
He is incredibly pragmatic on the tech side, but on the political side, he is a fierce, uncompromising conservative. He is deeply aligned with the new Trump administration. In early January 2026, he loudly opposed extending the COVID-era Obamacare subsidies, arguing that it was just throwing taxpayer money at a broken system without doing anything to actually lower healthcare costs.
And he is fully backing the administration on foreign policy. Just a few days ago, on February 28, 2026, the administration launched military strikes against Iranian-backed targets in the Middle East. Representative Franklin immediately released a statement throwing his full support behind the president. Drawing on his own military background, Franklin stated that America must pursue peace through strength, and that striking back against terrorists is the only language our adversaries understand.
He is projecting absolute military and fiscal dominance. In a district that is R plus 13, that is exactly what the voters want. He doesn't have to worry about a Democratic challenger. His only job is to go to Washington, cut the bureaucratic waste, and make sure the military and the farmers have exactly what they need to survive.
The naval aviator who flew combat missions over the Gulf.
The CEO holding the purse strings on the Appropriations Committee.
That is Representative Scott Franklin.
That is our profile for Florida's 18th District. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.